The previous year we began a discussion about the Akash Shalakim and about the Halach of Dina the Machusadina. It's even a Machloikis Hapaiskim if this din of Dina the Machusadina is a din d'Araisa or is a din d'Rabbana. The Beis Shmuel says the Dina the Machusadina is only a din d'Rabbana. The Avni Meluim and the Chasam Sofer hold the Dina the Machusa is a din d'Araisa. Actually, probably this machloikus rishonim, this machloikus apoiskim, is probably based on why we say dina de machusa dina. Some explain that it's based on a pasuk in Nehemiah. The pasuk in Nehemiah says, "Val giviyosenu moishlim ubebehemtenu kuritzoinam." So the pasuk is saying that they have total, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Akum, the government, total domination over us. The Rashbam in Sakhba Basra, Dafnun Dal Ramabez, the very mask of Omar, says the reason Dina the Machusa Dinam is because when you live in a country, you accept upon yourself to follow the rules of the rules of the country. The Rashba and the Rosh and the Ran say because the country belongs to him, and he could do in his country whatever he wants. That would probably only be an acceptable understanding in a country that's a dictatorship, that has a king that really owns the country. In a democracy, we probably couldn't say this. Another pshat is, similar pshat, is that the Gemara says, actually Gemara here, Masech the Gittin, that Goy is kind of a kibush. So when they conquered the land, they took ownership of the land, that they could do whatever they want in the land. The Kiryas Sefer explains that we find in Shmuel that the pasuk tells us when the people asked for a melech, Shmuel enumerates all of the rights and privileges the king will have. So essentially what's happening at that point is that the pasuk is teaching us all of the rights of a king. Although I sort of mafarshim question this approach, because that was a pasuk regarding a Jewish king, and here we're talking about a dina de machusa. The Chasam Sofer says there's a Gemara Masech de Shavuos that says, "Amr Shmuel, Machus the Kotel Chad Meshita Ba'Amal Loi Me'Ansha." If a king were to wipe out a sixth of the world, he wouldn't be punished. Again, proof how powerful a malchus is. Another pshat is, it goes with the lumdus. The Dvar of Ram says this. It goes with the lumdus of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, and the government is no worse than Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. Devin Ozel says, as we've been saying, we said, spoke about this extensively in our previous year, as Rashi teaches us, that the Akum were Nitztavu al Adinim. So says Devin Ozel, included in when we say that the Akum were Nitztavu al Adinim, included in that means that they were nitztava to appoint a government, and that the government could enact rules and do as it sees fit. There's a machloikus rishonim if dina de machusa was only said by the malchus of Akum, or even by Melech Yisrael. The Rambam's opinion is that it's said both by Melech Akum and by Melech Yisrael. Duran is of the opinion that it's only said by Malkei Akum, not by Malkei Yisrael. The Ritva, quoting the Ramban, says that this is only if the government acts in a fair fashion. But if the government doesn't act in a fair fashion, then there's no din of dina de machusa dina. The Ramban has a very interesting approach. The Ramban says that we only say Dina de Malchus Dina on old established rules. New rules we don't say Dina de Malchus Dina. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that Dina de Malchus Dina is said regarding all, is said even to new rules. The Rambam says in Hilchos Kseil of Aveda, Perek Hei Aloch Yedalad, Klolo Shodavar, Koldin Shiach Koyas Amelech, any rule that will be established by the king, Lekol, that applies to everybody, V'lo Yil Adam Echav Efneatzmai, it's not unique to one individual, Eina Gezel, it's not considered Gezel. When we speak about Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so there's a famous tshuva from the Dvar Avram, because the question that Dvar Avram is addressing, as we discussed earlier in our previous year, our Gemara is discussing if by Shtar Matana we say Hefker, do we say Dina de Malchus Dina? And we discussed how to view that question. So the Dvar Avram asks, if Dina de Malchus Dina is based on Hefker Bezdin and Hefker, so then of course the government can decide to do what it wants to do. So why would a Shtar Matana not be effective if we say Dina de Malchus Dina? So the Dvar Avram says that what Hefker Bezdin Hefker could accomplish is that it could take something away from somebody. But Hefker Bezdin Hefker cannot accomplish that something that belongs to Reuven, Bezdin should now say that it belongs to Shimon. And that's why we can't apply here the concept just of Hefker Bezdin Hefker to say Shtar Matana would be effective. Certainly, the Shevet HaLevi in Chelik Yud, Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, discusses the government's ability to make rules that have nothing to do with money. In other words, they make traffic rules or other rules for the safety of its citizens. He says that isn't in the category of Dina de Malchus Dina. And therefore, all of the halachas, when we do say or don't say Dina de Malchus Dina, don't apply. And we certainly have to follow those rules. In fact, he quotes the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perches Halacha Hei. The Rambam says, V'chayovim Bezdin l'chavin adrochim l'ari miklet. Bezdin had to make signs to know where to get to the ari miklet. L'saknoi son l'archivam. U'masir mehem kol mikshu v'kol takolob. V'eymenichim v'derech loytel v'loygei. V'derech Alri Miklin Lam Amnes Beis Roichav. The Rambam goes into great detail how the road should look. Babi Shizadim Yuchla Roitzkim didn't talk on Lachar Derech. So he says from here we see that it's the government's obligation to make sure that everything runs, people are safe. And therefore, he says, running a red light or not following traffic rules is considered sakonos nefashos, and we have every obligation to make sure that everybody follows those rules. And so too I saw from Rav Yaakov Bloiser Tzal in his Sefer Pesachei Choshen that when we speak about Dina de Malchusa, it's only about taxes. But when we speak about rules and laws that were established for public safety, that's not connected to Dina de Malchus Dina. And of course, everybody is obligated to follow those rules. Up to the point that I saw from the Shaila Teshuvos Ramah, Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, that if there was an appointment to a rabbanus, a rabbinical appointment by the government, that appointment has halachic validity. And Avdi Nezer says a very bichidish. This is Or Chaim Simon Reish Ein Gimel Ois Vav. He's discussing a question about a Rishus Rabbim. And the question is there a Rishus Rabbim Bezman Hazeh? So he says, in a country which is a monarchy, which a king is the king of the country, and he could do whatever he wants. So he wants to suggest that in such a country there won't be a Rishus Rabbim. And his explanation is as follows. Since in such a country, whenever the king wants, he could turn any road into the way he wants that road to look. So even if currently that road has all of the conditions of Rishus Rabbim, the king on his own tomorrow could change that. That's enough that we should not be considered a Rishus Rabbim. We speak about rules that are for the welfare of the country. So we learned in the Gemara the other day on Daf Zayin, the halacha of Moisel Shultana is when may we report something to the government. So there's a tshuva in the Miches Yitzchak, Chelek Ches, Simen Kuf Mem Ches. If there are people who drive unsafely, they're a hazard as they drive, are we allowed to report them? So he said that if somebody is driving in an unsafe fashion, he's considered a roidif. And of course he says we should warn this individual that if he will not drive properly, we're going to report him. And if after warning him, he still ignores us, we can report him. And he says not only is that a person who drives carelessly runs a red light, but he says even if somebody parks his car on the sidewalk. So what happens if somebody parks his car on the sidewalk? People who want to pass the car are going to have to walk into the street. And walking into the street could obviously represent sakonas nefashos, because you could walk into the street, chas v'shalom, and get hit by a car. Says the Miches Yitzchak, that under those circumstances, you're allowed to report that person to the authorities. Similarly, the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed here discusses a very interesting shaila. He says there was a Din Torah that began in Eretz Yisrael, and after the Din Torah began in Eretz Yisrael, one of the parties ran off to the United States. And the Beis Din wants to continue the Din Torah, and they send him, as the halacha requires, three letters telling him that you have to appear in court, and if you don't appear in court, then we're going to continue the Din Torah without you. And they send it by registered mail, and it comes back from the post office that the letters have been indeed delivered. So he applies here to the concept of Dina de Malchusa Dina, where our Gemara says, and we explained this quite extensively in our previous year, where Rabbeinu Yaakov says, and the Tashbat says, that we're sure that anything that's done by the government, they're careful to do it properly. We know that what they do is they do properly. We could trust that they do it properly. So here too, if the United States mail says that we delivered this letter, we could rely that if they said so, they did so, and this will be considered a situation where the Baal Din receives three letters that if he ignores Beis Din, he would be considered a Messiah of Lov Aleidin. In our Gemara, we've learned that certain conditions to the Aloch of Dina the Machus Dina. The Gemara Masech the Shabbos, that Peches Amen Aleph, teaches us that Klal Yisrael have a taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the fact that they were makabel the Torah, they were makabel it ba'oynis. Because the Gemara over there says, the kof aleim hakigigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to receive the Torah. Mikan maidor rabbe lo raisa. They have an excuse why they are not fulfilling what it says in the Torah. So ask the Parashas Drachim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech ha'olam. And melech ha'olam, the halacha is, dina de malchus adina. So how could that be a valid excuse why not to follow the Torah? Answers the Parashas Drachim, that as we said earlier in our shiur, in order to apply the concept of dina de malchus adina, it has to be a rule that applies equally to everyone. The Torah was only given to Klal Yisrael. Since the Torah was only given to Klal Yisrael, we can't apply the concept of dina de malchus adina, because something that isn't given equally to everyone, we don't say dina de malchus adina. So he says, interestingly, so when the Gemara says meidah rabba loyraisa, that they'll have excuse not to keep the Torah, that won't work on the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Because the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach apply to everybody in the world, both Jews and non-Jews. So there we have to follow what the Melech says, because the Dina de Malchus Adina. The Ktzois, using this concept of Dina de Malchus Adina, explains the back and forth between Paroi and the Miyaldos HaYivriyos. The Paroi told the Miyaldos HaYivriyos, Shifra and Pura, and Benhu, if you see that the Jewish mothers have boys, Famitanoisa, you should kill them. And of course, they didn't follow his directive. And Paroi called them, and he says, Madua loya sisem, why have you not followed my directive? Dina de Malchus Adina. You have to follow what I said. What did they answer to him? Kaloi kenoshim ha-mitzris ha-evriyos. You made a rule that only applies to the Jews and not to the non-Jews. And when there's such a rule, we don't say Dina de Malchus Adina. So what did Paroi do? He saw that the Miyaldos had a very good answer. So at that point he said, to throw all of the children, all of the boys born in Mitzrayim, both the Jews and non-Jews, that they should not be able to say that the rule of Dina de Malchus Adina doesn't apply. And Rav Shlomo Kluger, using this concept, similarly explains the back and forth between Adam HaRishon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam HaRishon eats from the Eitz HaDaas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, I told you not to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. How did you eat from the Eitz HaDaas? So Adam HaRishon responds, Hiisha shonusati imodi, hi nosm li min ha'etz va'oichel. So the question is, what kind of answer is that? Is that a valid excuse that the wife, the chava that you gave me to eat, and that's why I'm allowed to eat? So Rav Shlomo Kluger says a very interesting chiddush. He says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon not to eat from the Eitz HaDaas, it was only said to Adam HaRishon. It wasn't said to Chava. So Adam HaRishon's response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, you're saying I should have followed your directive. Why am I obligated to follow your directive? Because Dina de Malchus Adina. But Ha'isha Shonasati Modi, the rule of not eating the Eitz HaDaas you gave me, was only said to me, and not to the Isha, and therefore I'm not obligated to follow it, because under these circumstances, we don't say Dina de Malchus Adina.